I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week for a second visit to Gateshead on the south bank of the River Tyne. The name Gateshead is a corruption of the original name for the town, which was Goatshed. In Roman times, the garrison here was occupied by troops from northern Italy, where they kept mounting goats. And the penalty was exile to Gateshead. Gateshead enjoys fine views across to Newcastle, or as it's now known, Sports Directville. The recent name change of St James's Park was defended by Mike Ashley, speaking at his lovely house, Willow Lodge, or as it's now known, Broken Windows. As the Tyne docks were amongst the last in Britain to decline, they attracted labour from other ports, including Liverpool. When the last quays closed here, the Liverpool dockers took their redundancies and went into small businesses, through a skylight usually. The movie director Ridley Scott, who was born near here but grew up in Teesside, is best known for his 1982 film Blade Runner. Genetically engineered organic robots, almost like real humans, inhabit a dystopian acid rain-soaked cityscape. Still, that's Teesside for you. Blade Runner wasn't a commercial success, but after 30 years has become a cult classic. What other long-term failures here might eventually reach a minority audience? Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Marcus Brigstock. And placing her comfortable seat on my left hand, please welcome our scorer, the ever-delightful Samantha. OK, we start with the round called Uxbridge English Dictionary. The English language has thrown up many words which appear to mean the same thing, but it's important to understand the subtle differences. For example, let's take the words articulation and elocution. Articulation is the coherent expression of thoughts or ideas in spoken words and the manner in which those words are pronounced, whereas elocution is how they kill murderers in America. Words are constantly changing their meanings, team, so I'd like you to share with us any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Tim, could you start?
Why I, Geordie Broadband.
Graham.
Fiddle-dee-dee, Jack's violin.
Barry.
Peckish, rather like Gregory Peck.
Marcus.
Brisket, fast-moving old man.
Untidy, let Jack loose.
Bordello, offhand greeting.
Buffalo, naked greeting. Condescending, criminal going down.
Turpentine, a Geordie highwayman.
Kindling, digital book burning.
Herbicide, the murder of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Shrubbery. What Sean Connery says when he sends a chicken back in a restaurant.
Twirled. Yorkshire.
Graham. Well, it's music time now with a game called Pick Up Song. This is where the team sing along to some favourite records. Earlier, music researcher Samantha made her regular visit down to the record library where she found the kindly old archivist was suffering. Budgetary cutbacks mean there's no heating and he doesn't even have anywhere to sit. So Samantha says to cheer him up, she went back and gave him a pullover, a desk and an office chair. Well, Samantha is now back and poised at the turntable, ready to give the discs a spin. You should sing along, teams, until, at my signal, Samantha turns the volume down. Continue singing, and if, on the music's return, you're within a cheesy quaver of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean gaining a tactical advantage over the opposition with the object of winning the competition. What do points mean? And this week's prize will prove invaluable to anyone considering setting up a vagrant cleaning business. It's this commercial tramp steamer. So, Tim, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Rebecca Black singing Friday.
Yeah, 7 a.m. waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, that time is going, ticking on and on, everyone's rushing, gotta get down to the bus stop, gotta catch my bus, I see my friends, kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend, Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, partying, partying, yeah, partying, partying, yeah. Fun, fun, fun.
I was beginning to worry for Tim.
Okay.
So you're next, Barry.
I'd like you to accompany.
I'd like you to accompany Reel to Reel singing I Like to Move It, Move It.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it, I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. All girls all over the world, original man, stuntman, Ponya Kissman. I love how all girls move them body. And when you move your body and move it nice and sweet and sexy, all right.
Well, you can say what you like about Barry Cryer. He can't hear you. So, you now, Graham, would you accompany the gummy bear singing the gummy bear song?
Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, chummy, funny, lucky gummy bear. I'm a jelly bear, cause I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a moving, grooving, jamming, singing gummy bear. Gummy, 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 gummy bear. Gummy, 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 gummy bear. Biding the dooley party, bumding the dooley party, breathing the Tory party, party pop. Bathing the Tory party, bambing the Tory party, breathing the Tory party, party pop. Oh, I'm a gummy bear, yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, chummy, funny, lucky gummy bear. Oh, I'm a jelly bear, cause I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a moving, grooving, jumping.
Oh, yeah. Everyone. And finally, would you, Marcus, please accompany the Sugar Hill Gang singing Rapper's Delight?
Yes.
Hip hop, the hippie to the hip hip hop, and you don't stop. Rocket to the bang bang boogie, see up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock, and you don't stop. Rock that rhythm, make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And the next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song. Check it out, I'm the C-A-S and the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and the reasons I tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun. One of you was clapping out of time.
A typical Geordie crowd, determined to make the best of it, aren't you? The teams are going to display their acting skills now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a radio version of the old TV favourite, Give Us a Clue. In the original, the teams weren't allowed to speak, causing the audience to collapse in helpless laughter. In exactly the same way this spoken version doesn't. The grand master of the game was, of course, Lionel Blair. He and his team became great friends off-screen, with Lionel often taking them sailing on his yacht. Christopher Biggins recalls how Lionel skippered him and Melvin Hayes, regaining control when there was a nasty gale with a huge swell on, trying to blow them off course. Tim and Marcus, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Holmes under the hammer. Holmes under the hammer.
Off you go, Tim and Marcus.
It's four words, and it's a television programme, and it goes like this.
Ha ha! So we meet at last.
Moriarty. To see you involved in all this. What have you done with Watson, and why am I tied to this giant bell inside Big Ben just before it's about to strike 1 o'clock? Do you plan to deafen me or something?
It would seem your great mind has failed you at the last. It's not the bell, but you that will be struck at 1 p.m. And secondly, it's the bell that's called Big Ben, not the clock. I thought everyone knew that, you poor fool.
The end.
Does the word Holmes occur in this?
Yes. Holmes. Do the words Big Ben clock or one occur in the...
No.
No.
That's narrowed the field.
Look, a smug look on your face. You've already got it.
No.
No, not no, at all. No.
Holmes. Holmes like the clappers.
If I could give you another clue.
Go on then.
If a man in ridiculous trousers were standing on Sherlock's head saying, "You can't touch this," that would also...
Yeah. Holmes under the hammer.
Under the hammer.
So, your turn, Barry and Graham, and your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Whatever happened to baby Jane? Whatever happened to baby Jane?
It's five words.
Yep. Five?
And
five words.
It's
a film.
It's a film.
Goes like this.
Dougal!
Oh.
Is that you?
Hamish, you'll have had your tea.
Oh. For a moment, I mistook you for one of those body snatchers that have recently invaded the Glen.
No, no.
Since the invasion, nobody's safe.
Well, you say that, Hamish, but can you name a single body that has been snatched?
By the body snatchers?
Aye.
Well, there's Big Tam, the bank manager. I haven't seen him lately.
When do you ever see a bank manager these days?
True enough. I'll tell you who I haven't seen around. That wee tot that belongs to Morag and Alec Eyre.
The Eyre kiddie, yes. The one they named after the eponymous heroine created by Charlotte Bronte.
Oh, the very same.
Aye.
Where could she be?
You're right. That is a mystery.
Well, goodbye.
I'm going to presume it's not the invasion of the body snatchers.
Oh.
I'm close, though, aren't I?
You're very close.
Mm. In that that's also a film.
Yeah.
Child, baby.
Oh, yes. Yeah, whatever happened to Baby Jane? Yeah.
Well, this next round is about warnings. Anyone travelling through an airport in the last 20 years will have heard those announcements that unattended luggage might be taken away and destroyed. Well, it's about time they found out who's doing that. Okay, I've been supplied with a selection of cautionary labels which are incomplete, and I'd like the teams to guess what the cautions might be. So we'll start with you, Tim. Here's a cautionary label on a packet of fish hooks. Warning, harmful if...
You look like Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Harmful, she says, harmful if swallowed.
If you're Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Barry, how about this? To avoid suffocation, keep...
breathing out.
It's a plastic bag away from head. Graham, caution, remove infant before...
cutting cord.
It's actually before folding for storage. It's a collapsible baby buggy. Marcus, here's a warning from an old VCR manual. Resetting the clock to an earlier time will not...
transport you to Sunderland.
It's actually, it will not accurately record past events. Back...
you said it.
Back to you, Tim. X Factor board game. Fun for the...
hard of thinking.
Fun for the whole family. Barry, can you complete this? Keep face and other vulnerable body parts away from...
Berlusconi.
The actual answer is potential cord rebound path. That's on a bungee cord. Graham, do not use on kittens or puppies if...
anyone can see what you're doing.
If under 2 weeks of age, it's for flea and tick shampoo. And finally, Marcus, during sexual activity, if you become dizzy or nauseated, call...
Lady Prescott and ask how she copes with it.
It's from a Viagra package. It says, call your doctor right away. Well, here are some for any of you to have a go at. Preparation H, hemorrhoid cream, use with...
gay abandon.
Yes. Use with caution. This is on a packet of suppositories. Do not use this product during...
the full moon.
During pregnancy. If swallowed or lodged in ear or nose...
you're not using the condom properly.
The answer is C, doctor. And it's on a packet of AA batteries. X lacks laxatives. In case of accidental overdose, seek...
a cork.
Yes, they seek professional assistance. Not that they'll want to help. Warning, this bag is not...
up for it.
The answer is not a toy. It's a bubble wrap container. Well, it's music time again now with Just a Minim, and it's a musical version of the long-running wireless favourite Just a Minute. So, Colin, if you would please... Hang on, Colin, I haven't finished. I was going to say, if you would please leave the piano alone. We'll get on with Just a Minim. So, please welcome the four vibrant, energetic, pulsating, effervescent, energetic and exciting players who are also lively, entertaining, quick-witted, comical, energetic, amusing, side-splitting, waggish, uproarious and now patronised into a coma. And Marcus, you're to go first, and the song I'd like you to sing with your trademark wit and erudition, without hesitation, deviation, or repetition, is The Runaway Train.
Runaway train came down the track and she blew, she blasted. The recently escaped engine moved along the line and she tooted, she blasted, honked.
Tim has challenged Marcus there after only a few seconds. Tim, what did you notice was amiss there in Marcus's singing? Was it hesitation, deviation, or repetition in this song we love so much? Tim, of course, a great veteran of the game, has played for many, many years. Marcus, more of a newcomer and doing very well, but Tim wasn't going to give him any quarter. Came straight in.
Well,
Tim. Yes, Graham picky. Is now challenged. What was it?
Yeah, challenged Tim for hesitation.
I think that's a fair challenge, Tim. You hesitated there, rather. You didn't come in with the nature of your challenge when you were asked to, and Graham rightly picked up on that. Graham, of course, a very experienced player of the game. Over to you, Graham.
The free locomotive hurried along, the two pieces of metal, her whistle wide and her throttle back. And she, oh God, tooted, hooted, prooted, nooted and wooted. The engineer said the machine must halt and...
And Marcus has challenged Graham, doing very well there, but Marcus seems to have noticed a chink in the armour. What was it, Marcus, that it alerted you?
It was a deviation from words.
It was, I think, Marcus. Although,
and music, too.
Marcus, a less experienced player of the game, although he was able to notice that you did indeed deviate from the words, Graham.
Yes.
Graham, quite old, but still got some of his marbles. So, yes, correct challenge there, Marcus. You take over and there are only 3 seconds left to go.
The engineer said the train must halt and she screeched.
And I'm afraid the whistle went when Barry challenged there. What was going to be the nature of your challenge?
I thought we'd had train rather pointedly before Marcus actually uttered the word.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Barry. I'm afraid no one here has a clue what you're talking about. It's all rather sad, isn't it? Well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll start with a second song, and Barry, you can begin with the second song, which is Tequila. Would you please start, Barry? Graham has challenged there. What was the nature of your challenge, Graham?
Impending repetition.
Impending repetition. I don't think we can quite give you that.
Put me to the
but
test.
The audience enjoyed your challenge so much that I will give you an extra point for that in this game that we do love so much. And Remember, this is going out not only to Great Britain and her dominions and Commonwealth, but also her colonies and dependencies, the Raj, Malaya, Siam, Abyssinia, Gaul, Macedonia, the Holy Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the World of Leather, and Seton Carew. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a round about scary movies. And probably the most famous British horror movie makers were Hammer Film Productions. In the 1990s, the company's back catalogue was bought by the art collector Charles Saatchi, instantly doubling his collection of rubbish pictures. Now, not everyone enjoys being frightened out of their wits, so teams, I'd like you to suggest titles of movie remakes which are less scary than the originals. So, Marcus, you could start us.
The Texas Chainsaw Manicure.
And Barry?
Dr. Jekyll.
Tim?
Picnic at Northern Rock. Oh, scares me.
Graham?
An American Warehouse in London.
Alien versus Predator versus Tinky Winky.
Interview with the Umpire.
Mary Shelley's Frankenspencer.
Oh, look now.
The Bird.
Bram Stoker's Spatula.
Quatermass and the Tit.
Shallow Gravy.
Have we had Rosemary's Booby?
You may have done, not us.
Bring me the Shed of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the little gherkin of time pops out of the Big Mac of destiny before the dirty old man is asked to do his buttons up... I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and the good people of Gateshead, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Harry Cryer, Dylan Gardner, Timber Taylor, and Marcus Bridstock were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.